I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
What kind of a host invites you to his house for the weekend and dies on you?
Check out my levels. Check out my levels.
So what was it that you were singing?
Something about I'm a streetwalker.
Is that what you were saying? I was busy trying to get everything ready to record, and I couldn't hear what you were saying, but I know it was the tune. Dun, 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 dun. But I didn't know you were saying I'm a streetwalker.
No,
is that?
No, that's not what I was singing. I think that's what the lyrics are. I'm terrible with lyrics, but I think that's what it is.
And I thought it was I'm a wheel watcher, or is that just the Wheel of Fortune commercial? I'm a wheel watcher.
I don't know that one. But I was singing, I'm a girl talker. I'm a girl talker.
Hold. I have got to Google this.
I'm a day walker. I don't know.
It is not I'm a street walker. We need to Shazam our voice. Do you think that works?
Maybe. Watching girls go by. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. I think so. Watching girls go by. Oh me, oh my.
Okay, I didn't know that was an actual song.
Yes.
Okay, that is it.
I'm a girl watcher?
Yeah.
Stalker.
Okay,
like
I thought... And then you're saying streetwalker. I thought you were making something up. Dang it.
No, not that clever.
Coming at me with real music.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I'm really good with my lyrics, too.
I like I'm a streetwalker better. I'm a streetwalker. I'm a streetwalker.
Oh me, oh my.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She is still recovering from even more travels. Must be nice. And she's not even done. Maybe she'll visit all four
kernels of corn.
Maybe she'll visit all four corners of the earth before the end of the year. That was difficult.
You know what? I don't remember who decided to do intros. I think it was you. But damn it, you're so much better than me at it.
That's not true.
You are. No. You really are. Okay. Well, you decide. Listen what I got for you, girl.
Okay.
And with me today is my bestie. Her daughter might hate her common name, but I love the name of her mama. Amy's are the best, and here to prove it is...
Amy Nichols. No, that's good. You take things about things... we've said in the past, and I take things we're going to talk in the future, maybe?
No, you take damn rhymes. Like, you need to be a Hallmark card writer, because you come up... I used to pride myself on being a decent writer, because I'd have to type up all kind of different stuff for the website, or writing the gossip for the show or something, and I used to think I was a pretty creative writer, but then whenever it comes to this, like, either I can be long... and then it's just way too much. And then it's like, okay, shut the hell up already. Or then it's just short and sweet. Nah, 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 nah.
No, I really
Her name
like
is
it.
Amy.
I think you're really creative, but I can't talk.
I can't talk. I think I've been proving that all day long. I'm like, what is this thing called? I don't know. I give up. I give up on life. Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Amelia.
That's right. That's
actually is your name.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriella.
Not the A at the end.
Gabrielle. Dang it.
Yes.
What's my name? Old name.
Lacey Diane. D. Starts with a D.
Mm-hmm.
Deonte.
No, it's not Deonte.
Deacon is
Very
a boy's
close
name.
To Gabrielle.
Really?
Actually, no. Oh. I guess not.
Danielle.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Lacey Danielle G. The reason my parents named me, the name Lacey is actually a paternal name. It was a last name on my maternal side. So there were a lot of guys with the last name Lacey. And so my mom always knew that she wanted to name me Lacey ever since she was a little kid. But then my biological father watched this really messed up movie that was like not even approved in the US because it was too gory, and it was about Siamese twins that had to like get pulled apart, but this was back in the old days, so they didn't go through all the medical procedures. Like, I think they might have did it with a chainsaw. But anyway, one of the Siamese twins, this is gross now that I'm saying it out loud.
The one that made it?
I don't know if they made it or not. I don't know. I don't know what happened at the end of the movie. But one of the twins had a boyfriend and the other one didn't, or maybe even a husband, and she got pregnant. So if you can visualize that, like, they're still stuck together at this point. So one of them had to hide while the other one was doing stuff.
Wow.
Sex stuff. And then she got pregnant and she goes, "Don't worry, Danielle." It was a foreign film. "Don't worry, Danielle. She can be your baby too." And that's what my dad told me my whole life. That's why he picked the name Danielle.
Do you think maybe he was
really sentimental?
Maybe he was pulling your leg on that one. Maybe he liked the name, but then referenced that movie because it's kind of messed up and bizarre.
I don't know. I think he gave as much thought to my name as I did to my tattoos. Like, we have that much sentimental attachment. So because great. I don't give a crap about my tattoos. I have a stupid fairy. Like, congratulations to me. Fairies are all right. I'm not, like, in love with them or anything.
Right. Yeah.
I like mermaids a lot more. I really could have been smart.
Well, it was just not planned. It was spur of the moment. And that's what I love about you. You're such a free spirit.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I look like I have a highlighter tattoo on my back, so.
Well, my name is from my aunt. I was named after my aunt, and then my nephew was named after me.
I think that is so cool. I love that. Gabrielle.
I don't think it really fits me, but it's pretty.
And you've gone by Amy your whole life.
Yes. Yeah. Amelia was my aunt, and she goes by Amy, so I went by Amy. It just hand me down. Actually, Millie is also a nickname for Amelia. And
that's your sister's real name. She was named Millie. That's not short for anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mia is a nickname. But yeah, I just went with Amy.
I do like Mia.
I do too.
What famous character from a movie? Mia.
Princess.
Not what I'm thinking of.
Don't know.
Some might call it a comedy. Others do not.
Oh no.
Name the movie. Come on, Amy.
I don't know.
Pulp Fiction. Mia Wallace.
Oh, her name was
And this
Mia.
Is Miss Mia Wallace. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Still love that movie.
It's a great one. Great comedy.
I like how you tried to trap me the other day because
you were laughing. You were laughing at the scene. You were making it to be funny. I win
because,
for everyone.
Whenever my husband and I were putting up the Christmas tree the other day, I told him, pick out a good Christmas movie because I really wanted to see Bad Santa 2. And so I was like, pick out a good Christmas movie on Netflix. And he was like, you want to watch Inglourious Bastards? And I was like, they drink milk in it. Close enough. That's how I made the connection. But then I thought about it more and what the movie's about. And I'm like, this is not a Christmas movie at all. Not, I mean, of course it's not, but it's the complete opposite. But then you asked me what?
Well, you're talking about a certain scene and you're like, oh, it was so funny or something like that.
You asked me, you said, like, did you laugh at all during the movie? And I was like, well, actually, there's one part where it's something, he says something ridiculous and Jeremy started laughing and he was like,
Brad Pitt's like accent or.
Oh, completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's over the top. But yeah. And you were like, were you laughing at all during the movie? And I'm like, well, Jeremy was at this one point. And you're like, so would you consider it a dark comedy? Because you and I have gone back and forth about that.
Yeah.
We argue about stuff in the past.
Oh, stop. We just need to stop.
No.
Let it go.
No.
No, I mean, I'm not saying you let it go. We need to let it go.
No.
Just let it all happen.
If we both think we're right, should we really just cave in? I don't think so.
Well, I'm definitely right.
According to Amy. Okay. So, one of the reasons that I love the name Amy so much is because I have a couple of best friends named Amy. And I got to spend time with one of them over the weekend.
Yes.
You have some stuff we need to talk about as well. But first, I saw this article and I just thought it was hilarious because you've seen the memes of couples fighting over food. Where do you want to eat? The famous Ryan Gosling scene in The Notebook. Where do you want to eat? Or even... I've seen one from the Titanic where the last time she decided on a restaurant to eat and it's the old lady before she dies, spoiler alert, and she goes, it's been 84 years or something. So I found this article that said the average American couple spends 132 hours every year deciding what to eat.
Wow.
That breaks down to an average of about 21 minutes per day. And that means by your 50th wedding anniversary, you'll have spent 275 entire days trying to figure out what you guys are going to eat. The survey also found that only 13% of couples say they never argue about food.
That is a lot of time wasted. Crazy.
So how about you and Josh? Do you have the food argument?
We're both really indecisive. We're not ever really arguing. It was more like, we just add, what do you want? No, what do you want? No, let's do what you want. No. And it would go back and forth forever. Mm-hmm. So we've really tried to cut down on that wasted time. And now we just all pick one thing that we want. So not everybody's happy, but at least you're happy once per week.
So the whole family picks one meal a week.
Yeah. But the real problem is when we do go out, Josh kind of forgets this big thing that he should know after 15 years is that I'm not a huge meat fan. I'm not a vegetarian.
I didn't know this.
I'm not. I mean, I prefer veggies, fruits, starches. I'll eat chicken and pork, but I'm not a fan of beef at all. Hardly ever. I mean, I've had good beef, but I don't ever crave it. And so, yeah, Josh doesn't remember this either, so no big deal. But we'll go out and he'll get something beef because he loves it. Like, we went to Genghis Grill this past week, and this place is so awesome. Have you ever been?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you build this bowl, and I always get the small because I like to save money, of course. But I build these broccoli walls, so they're super sturdy, and I can pile high and get more money worth out of my meal.
Cheap Amy makes an appearance on this episode, yes.
So I'm doing this. I've got my fish. I got a little bit of chicken in it, and lots of veggies, and sauces. Sauces and spices are my favorite thing out of anything. I can say that's my favorite food. I think that's okay. Anyways, so Josh is like putting meatballs all in his and all this stuff. And so we sit down and I'm enjoying my meal. I picked exactly what I wanted. And he starts asking me if I want his meatballs. I'm like, no, do you not know this already? I don't like your, no, I don't, not your meatballs, just meatballs. just meatballs in general. Stop asking me if I want what you've ordered.
I don't want your meat.
I mean, does he still really not remember? He asked me still to this day. No, I don't like it. Otherwise, I would have gotten it.
So you have the worst memory ever, but you get mad at your husband for not remembering.
Yeah, I guess.
I can't blame you for that. I get mad if Jeremy gives me black coffee. I'm like, no. What is wrong with you? I don't like black coffee. I've never had black coffee.
Yeah.
Don't give it to me.
Like, what are you doing? Do you not know me?
We normally don't fight about food. And I'm so blessed because here lately, Jeremy's been on a cooking spree. So I even cooked a couple times last week and I was like, oh, I made spaghetti squash one day and then I cooked with real pasta one day, which my real pasta was from a box. But I mean, still, it's not spaghetti squash is what I meant. I'm going to cook you something legit. Even that day, he's like, oh, do you want me to go to Central Market and get some good cheese and some real pasta and all this? And I'm like, no, I already shopped for it. Like, don't even worry about it. But so I'm very blessed. And it kind of pisses me off, though, because he just recently started cooking a lot more and he's so much more creative than me. And then it makes me mad because it's like, but I've been doing this for years. And then he'll come home with some pork stuff and make street tacos with he'll shred up the cojeta or however you say it. You don't pronounce the J, whatever.
Oh, I don't
cheese.
Know.
And cabbage on it and make them all pretty and then put like little salt. I mean, it looks like something from a restaurant. And I'm just like, man.
That takes money, though.
Yes.
Like, you're trying to cook on a budget.
Yes.
And he's all like, let's go to Central Market and get one of everything. Let's try new stuff. And I'm sorry. I just can't. I just can't do that. I could, but it's not something I'm willing to do.
But the restaurant thing, we will fight over restaurants because he never makes a decision. Whereas I will give options. We can go here, here, or here. Maybe even sometimes two. And he's like, just freaking decide. I just told you a couple of places. Do you not have any input at all? Is it just all up to me? So the last time we actually got into a fight about it, he told me that I never choose where to eat. And I'm like, really? Because I cooked this week, picked up food from here, I did this, and then he ended up apologizing to me because he was like, you're right. But I'm like, what? Are we seriously going to argue about this? Like, I don't freaking care. Let's just go eat. Now I'm getting hangry. Now you're pissing me off. Like, I don't know. So why are we doing this?
So you'd say you'd spend more than 21 minutes a day arguing about food?
No, because we don't usually go out that much.
True. Same here.
But whenever we do, it's just like, just stop.
You know you can't use always or never in an argument. It's unfair. You need to tell Jeremy this.
Because it's untrue?
Yeah. I mean, hardly ever is it true. I would imagine that always and never are almost never true. I just said never.
But I mean, if what we're fighting about is what restaurant to go to, then I can at least be grateful that we don't actually have problems.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Him bringing me black coffee is a big deal in my household because we hardly ever fight. So
my mom, she used to be a pastor and she's not anymore, but we always like complain. We'll get on like this 15 minute rant about something. And then we realized, we're like, what are we talking about? Oh, this must be our testimony. Like, it's the most ridiculous stuff to complain about. And that's our biggest problem. Like, let's just, like, talk about our problems to people with real problems. It's like, shut up already.
So I had a very interesting weekend, but I want to hear about yours. You said you had some cool stuff to talk about, too.
Yeah. We went to an art show. We weren't sure if we were actually going to go because we couldn't find, not a babysitter, I guess you can't call that anymore when your kids are grown, but a sitter of some kind. And it's because it took me some convincing. I don't know if you know this, but I suffer from, I really believe, PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome from lies. We call it Larry. And I don't like my kids going to other people's houses. Like, I just don't. I'm not going to risk 2 months of my life, because this is how much time it takes away from me, mm-hmm. having my kids go over to someone's house that I don't know if it's safe or not. You never know. You don't trust anyone. Mm-hmm. is what I believe. Anyway, so it took some convincing, but I let my kids stay at someone else's house the other night so that we could go to this art show. So mm-hmm. we go to this art show, and I'm already nervous about it. And Josh is a social bug, so he's, you know, going around. And I'm human. I can have a conversation, sure. But it's just not my strong suit. So I'm talking to some girl, and she's like, yeah, I'm surprised to see you here. I'm like, oh, yeah? She's like, yeah, because Josh said that y'all weren't sure if you're going to let your kids stay at whatever, someone's house. I was like, oh, really? And she knows about my problem. So Josh is blabbing my news to everybody. And I know I talk about it here, but...
Was this a stranger?
No.
This was a friend.
This is someone who I want to be my new best friend, but she's not my new best friend.
Bitch.
Not that I'm trying to replace you. I just would like to introduce new people in my life. But I'm not kidding when I say we sat there and talked about our problems, our Larry problems, for 45 minutes long.
Is it wrong that my first thought as soon as you said you want her to be your best friend was, I hope the kids get lice so you can't go out ever again? Is that wrong?
Yeah, that's totally wrong.
Okay, I take it back.
Please don't.
Bad thought.
Don't wish that on me. Please don't wish that on me. No, but we did have a good time. And the art's really cool. And it's a friend of Josh's from work that does these art shows that we go to so regularly. And he wants me to do one. He wants me to do the next one with him. And I'm really, really thinking about it.
Do the next what?
Be in his next art show.
Like doing what?
Doing art.
You're going to do art?
Yeah.
Of what?
I don't know. I mean, he does like sketches and watercolors and I don't know. I would probably do structures of some kind, sculpture. I don't know. I'm not really into doing that. And also because whenever we go to these art shows, Josh is always saying, let's go check out this art crap.
Okay. So
my job is kind of in the art industry. I'm a graphic designer, and mm-hmm. Josh labels anything in that category art crap. So it's not really motivating. He is supportive. And I know he loves me, but it's just not very motivating to do that kind of thing when your spouse isn't as motivated or into it.
Okay, so a little backstory real quick before I get to what I'm about to invite myself to.
Uh-oh.
So when Amy and I went to the chili cook-off together a couple months ago, we were drinking first we were paying for beer, then beer was free, then we were drinking off people's keg, and then, or at least I was. Yeah, I think this was.
I didn't get any of that.
Never mind. And then we went to an art show after that, and it was a big outside art event. Mm-hmm. And by then we kept drinking, and by then I'm a little bit toasted. And we went to your friend's photo, to your friend's art booth, and I feel so bad because I have, some might would say, crappy taste in art.
Specific. I would say specific taste.
It's a little bit dark, and not everybody, scratch that, most people don't really appreciate my art. My husband does, for the most part, but some stuff he has banished to my girl room / guest room, which my guests really don't appreciate because they're like, I'm going to have nightmares. And it's not that dark. It's just not for everybody. It's just a very different. At that art show, I bought, I think it was Siamese twins, actually, they're sharing like a wrestling suit, and one of them has a bunny head on. So it's just completely random. But I walked inside your friend's tent, and for some reason, I have no idea, and I have felt so bad ever since then. And I know that you told him, but I walked in and I was like, I don't like any of this, really loud. And I walked out, and I'm not that kind of person. Normally I'm supportive.
No, absolutely.
I would never say that to somebody. And I've met this dude a handful of times, and he's super nice.
Sure. Yeah, he's not just some, you know, acquaintance. He comes to dinner with our family and game nights, and we hang out with him often. But no, I know you're not that kind of person. And I'm not saying, Josh just, he's trying to be funny is what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
But it's not funny every time.
Now, with that being said, I want to come. I don't want to be a part of the art show, but I like doing crafty things because I never do. And so I need somebody to do it with or to help with. Like I would not want to be a part of the show, but if you're going to go sculpting stuff and there's some spare clay or something, then I'd love to do it with you.
You need to come over and we'll just craft or whatever. I really think I'll probably either do clay or metal work. I have like one of those, oh crap, what are they called? Not
whatever
visor for like
now the eye coverage stuff.
Very technical terms over here.
Whatever that stuff.
Anyway,
glasses.
I mean, like
glass protector. No, eye protector.
No, it's got like
I don't know. Name. Whatever.
Welding. Headgear.
Welding mask.
Yeah. But anyways,
I don't know.
at one point in my life, I was very, very serious about sculpting with metal, and so like I bought all this stuff, and I say I don't have time, but I totally do. It's just what I want to spend with my time. Anyways, all that to say, yes, you need to come over and we need to do all this stuff because it'd be fun.
Well, do you know which one of my friends is a welder sculptor?
Yes.
Who?
Vanessa's husband, Jason.
Yes.
Sorry, I had...
So, if you ever needed a buddy, he has like his whole man cave garage or whatever. And he does that all during the winter because during the summer, they're usually out at the pool. But then during the winter, it's cold. So he goes out there and does that all winter long.
And they've invited me over a couple of times. I should just go over there.
Yeah.
That'd be
fun. He'd love to have a buddy and could help you out. And he has all the stuff. So if you needed something or needed help doing something, he could help you do all that kind of stuff.
That would be cool.
I thought you meant like molding with clay.
I mean, I have done that too. Yeah. Or even like with... like even fabric kind of sculpting, like a three-dimensional kind of, I've seen some really cool stuff on Pinterest. That's part of the place where I spend my wasted time is scrolling through stuff on Pinterest.
That's a great place though.
Yeah.
I've been turning to Pinterest more at trying to do recipes instead of just doing the same old because I want to try new things and actually follow a recipe instead of usually I see something and I'm like, oh, I can do that. And then I just kind of figure it out. But I've been getting into using real herbs like basil and stuff and cilantro. And usually I'd skip that because I don't have it. So I'm like, nah, I can go without. But then now whenever you add it, it makes a big deal.
Yeah.
So sure. I love Pinterest for that reason.
So what did you do this weekend?
I went to go see my best friend, Bonnie, in Kansas City. Bonnie, I've known her my whole life. And our girlfriend, Amy, who's also another best friend of mine, she came in from Beaumont. So it was really cool. I more went because, well, I've never been out to go see Bonnie's house in Kansas City because I don't have to. She comes through town enough. Yeah. So I've never had to. And then we'll go down to Beaumont and we'll see Amy. So I've never had to before. But then Amy was planning a trip with her son, Ethan. And So they asked me to come and I was like, heck yeah. So I go out there and Bonnie has two kids. She has Weston and Ben. And so I was really scared because I don't dislike children, but babies are not my fave at all. And Benjamin got on my nerves so bad the last time I saw him, just because he's about to be two and he's straight up temper tantrum and just screaming, crying, and you can't make him stop. And there's nothing, you can't control a baby. And that's what I don't like about mm-hmm. babies, is that you can't control it. So me being the non-parent, I take the little screaming butthead outside and try to make him quit screaming, and he won't. And I mean, he was like seriously ticked off. There was no consoling this kid. All he can do is scream until he stops.
Did he want his mom? Was that part of the problem?
No, she was there. He was just, I don't know what his deal was. And he did pull a little bit of that this weekend. But before I left, Benjamin came up to me and gave me two hugs on his own, just like ran up to my legs and gave me two hugs. And I'm like, dang it. But I can't help it. Her five-year-old Weston, of course, I've known him longer. He's the oldest. And he is just so sweet. So Weston, whenever I was leaving, I know I'm jumping to the very end, but whenever I was leaving, he's always really concerned with, you're leaving, are you coming back? He wants to know if you're coming back.
Like,
so
as a five-year-old understands the calendar.
Well, no, but if Bonnie and I would leave to go to the store, he wants to know if we're coming back, because he knows that I'm not always coming back.
Right.
So are you going to come back? Yeah, baby. We'll be out for a little bit. I'll be back in just a little bit. And so I told him, no, I'm not coming back. I'm going to the airport. I'm going home. And he had tears in his eyes. And he's like, but when are you coming back? And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. I'll see you soon. He's so sweet. And
I think that means that you're doing a good job as a friend. You know, if you're willing to take a kid that you're not really enjoying the time spent with the kid, Ben, you know, that's a good friend. And secondly, if the other one wants to make sure that you come back and likes to spend time with you.
Oh, he's that little kid has my heart. I mean, he's so precious. I love him so much. But anyway, I went out to Kansas City for my first time, and it started off a blast and then turned into my biggest nightmare. Well, the first night that we're there, we went out. We had Bonnie's husband watch all the kids, and us girls went out, and we met up with Bonnie's good friend there. She was super excited for us to meet her best friend in Kansas City. So we all went out and had a great time. We went to this cool beer bar, and I drank some amazing beer. Oh, first, we went to a barbecue place, and it was awful. Kansas City barbecue is not the same as Texas barbecue.
Is it the vinegar based?
It's not seasoned, and their barbecue sauce is just weird. Well, of course, I don't care, and I'm not saying anything about it. I'm personally not a huge barbecue fan anyway.
Me neither.
But I felt like we had to do Kansas City barbecue. Well, Amy is very loud, and it was so funny because whenever we first got with Bonnie's other friend, she looked at me and she goes, so you're more like Bonnie. You're quiet. And I was like, oh, no. I'm center of attention. It's all about me all the time. I'm the most selfish person you'll ever meet. But whenever Amy's here, I'm the understudy. Like Amy is the loud one. Amy's the one. She doesn't care. She was talking. We're waiting for a table. She was talking so inappropriate at the bar that I'm actually like, Amy, lower your voice just a little bit. Like there are other people, and we're talking dirty, you know, but just the difference is we're talking at a level 4 and Amy's talking at a level 11. There's people trying to eat and you're talking about stuff that's disgusting me. Like tone it down just a little bit. So we're at this barbecue place and Amy's just telling the waiter about how we are from Texas and this barbecue is crap.
Oh, no.
And all this different kind of stuff. Well, while I was there, I ordered a beer and I asked them, seasonal beers, what do you have? Describe this beer to me. Oh, this is a something, something, something malty. I said, it's not an IPA, right? No.
Oh, no.
He drops it off to me and I could tell by the color immediately. I just don't like IPAs. It's so bitter to me. Mm-hmm. I could tell by the color immediately. So I'm like, all right. Took a sip. I could have drank it, but I don't want to, especially. So I did feel bad, especially with my friends calling me a freaking beer snob, that I sent the beer back. But you
lied
about the beer. I'd rather continue drinking the vodka. I was trying to be cheap and switch to beer, but I'd rather continue drinking vodka then. So anyway, then we went to a new place. I found an amazing beer. Oh my God, it was so good. It was this local beer.
You took a picture
Boulevard,
of it.
Boulevard Street, quad, bourbon barrel aged beer. It was flipping delicious.
That's a mouthful.
It was so good. Well, while we were out there, Bonnie's friend Steph, her brother ended up coming out with us. And her brother's gay. Cutest little gay guy besides part-time Justin I've ever seen. But he was just, he was so adorable. And so he wanted us all to go to this gay club afterwards, and we did. The bars out in Kansas City stay open late. Bonnie and Steph ended up wanting to leave and said that we could stay. So we stayed out all night long at this gay club.
Like literally all night?
Yeah, till it shut down. We were out with Matthew all night. Had so much fun. Yes, I was twerking on the dance floor, down on the ground, like not even just twerking. This is my, what I would call my stripper move if I ever was to have one. It's not a sexy one, don't get me wrong, but I still do it. It's the only move that I have. Down on the ground twerking, and I thought I was twerking on Matthew, and then he walks around and I see him and I'm like, oh my God, well, who am I twerking on then? I got hit on at this gay bar by men. And Amy had to come up and rescue me. And so Amy starts talking about how she's my wife. And then she's showing off my wedding ring. And she's like, yeah, you see that wedding ring? I bought that. That's my girl. And then I'm out there on the dance floor. And she's like, yeah, that's my wife. That's my wife out there dancing.
Just trying to save you.
It was so funny. She was getting hit on too. I mean, it was crazy. It was definitely a lot of fun though. And then the next day we went out. They have this cool train. I want to say it's called Union Station, maybe. I might be wrong. But then you can take the train, and the train's free, and you get off at these different stops, and you can see Christmas markets. You could stop at the brewery, which we didn't. We had the kids with us. Make all these different stops. Well, I had felt a little nauseous earlier in the day, but I thought, man, I didn't realize I'm hungover, but maybe I am. And I actually had to stop for a second. I had a little kid following me, and I'm like, go to your mom. And I had to stop for a second and go around to the side. I thought I was going to throw up, but I didn't. I just dry heaved. I'm sorry if that's crap, but I did. Anyway. And I'm like, God, I didn't realize I was hungover. Well, whenever we got back to the house, that's whenever my worst nightmare happened. Because my worst nightmare is vomit.
Yeah.
I'm okay if I do it. I just typically don't do it. I hardly ever. I think the last time I threw up might have been on my way home from Vegas. Whenever we took our company trip to Vegas years ago.
Year and a half ago? Maybe more.
Yeah. Oh, Ben was born. So almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whenever we get back home, I'm feeling nauseous. I go to the bathroom a couple times. Nothing happens. Finally, just VomFest 2017 happens.
That's terrible.
Then Amy's kid, Ethan, gets sick. And so him and I are switching off. I mean, we had to give the little kid a trash can because they only had one bathroom.
Yeah.
And so it turned into just this big sick fest, and ends up Bonnie and her whole family was sick earlier in the week, and she had cleaned the whole house though and sanitized, and then Bonnie feels so bad she calls her mom up in tears, and she's like, this is the worst weekend ever, I can't believe I got them sick and this and this. But we had gone to a kid party earlier in the day.
True.
Like, I don't know for a fact, but two of us did get sick. Well,
you can't really, like, you've already bought the tickets, what are you gonna do, not come? Like, it's, I don't know. Like, what are your options?
Well, and they got over it. They had the bug. They got over it. I mean, it might have even been a week before.
Yeah.
And she had cleaned up the whole place.
It's that time of year.
Yeah. So it was bad, though. It was pretty bad at the time. And then I left on Sunday and came back home, and everybody else continued to get sick. Then it just trickled on down. Amy and Ethan missed their flight because they were sick. They finally got home yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah. I feel like I had the best time out of everybody, though, because it didn't hit me until Saturday night. And then I was okay. I wasn't getting sick anymore on Sunday. I still wasn't well, but I wasn't getting sick anymore on Sunday. So flying was fine. So I feel like I got the most out of our time, whereas Amy and Ethan were, like, sick for half of it.
Yeah. They're okay now.
Yeah. Everybody's fine. I did feel like an awful person, though, because Ethan was sleeping in a room and I was sleeping right outside of the room, and Amy put him to bed with a trash can, and then she had a baby monitor so she could hear him, but she was staying up just to make sure he's okay, you know, but
yeah,
but you need to get to bed. You're sick. And so she's asking him as she's shutting the door. I had already gone to bed. She's like, do you want me to leave the door open while I'm not in here? And I was like, can you please shut the door? I'm still scared to throw up here.
Take that option away.
Yeah. Shut the door. Even Bonnie called me out because I'd come out of the bathroom and then Ethan would go in, but Ethan wouldn't shut the door. And so every time Ethan would go to the bathroom, I'd move to a different end of the house. And finally, Bonnie was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I know that I'm throwing up, but I'm still scared of it. Like, I can't see him. I can't hear him. This is too much. It's my worst fear.
Ugh.
So that was my weekend. But all in all, it was great. And when you're for the sick, most part.
When you're sick, you just want to be at home in your own bed, too. It's the worst when you're away.
Yeah, so it finally hit me. I was the only one who didn't get that kind of sick after Italy or during Italy, and it finally hit me. So I was texting everybody from my Italy trip, and I'm like, I finally got the Jeremy. That's what we called it during the trip. I finally got the Jeremy.
I'm sure he loves that he's named after a sickness.
Oh, he was very graphic every time he would talk about it, so that's why it became the Jeremy. He even had a stance and everything. It's kind of like the Heisman, because it was coming out everywhere. I'm not going to talk about that anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay, good.
Well, I was about to wrap this up. I forgot one of the funniest things.
What?
Okay, kids say the darndest things, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know how eyebrows are so in. Everybody's got to do their eyebrows. And Bonnie's beautiful, pale skin, blonde hair. But she does her eyebrows darker. And she was shaping her eyebrows and colored them in and colored them brown. And we were making fun of her and saying that you colored your eyebrows too dark and saying that they were big. And she had on no other makeup at that time. And so we're just kind of cracking jokes. And Amy and I, your eyebrows too big, too funny, this. Weston walks in and he looks at her and he goes, you look like an angry bird. So that became the quote of the weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, not knowing what she looked like, I understand now. That is perfect.
And that's why he's my boy. He comes up with these little one-liners and he doesn't even know. And it's like, Mike, you're going to grow up to be hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
So that is it for now. But we will be back and we actually want your participation. Whenever we come back, we're going to be talking about our favorite Christmas memories and traditions, mm-hmm. even some of our songs. Mm-hmm. So if you have anything to add, feel free to share them on our socials. If you have any funny holiday stories or anything that you would like to contribute or help us out with content, however you want to say that, yes. Chime in on our socials. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram and Facebook. Loose Lips Hips on Twitter.
And be sure to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Did I say that in the wrong spot?
Nope. And now I'm just trying to think of what to say next. You can leave us a rating, a comment while you're there. And that's it. Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I don't feel so good. My butt keeps throwing up.